You know, I love spring cleanup, and part of spring cleanup is creating a list. And maybe this year, your list is finally to think through your insurance options more clearly. Luckily, Policy Genius can help you out. They've got a team of licensed experts on hand to help talk you through whatever your insurance needs are. And they also have technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from the nation's top insurers in just a few clicks, and they'll help you find your lowest price. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not be enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Monday, April 29th, and we are here trying to help you make more informed financial decisions. And sometimes we're just talking to you about your real life and it just sort of touches your money. Or maybe sometimes you're thinking about something that's really bugging you. You come on the air with us and we uncover something entirely different as an issue. But whatever is going on in your real life, I would like to tell you that both Mark and I just love having these conversations with you. So we want you to feel very comfortable, whether you have a lot of money, a little money, a big problem, a small problem. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and of course, check the box if you'd be willing to come on the air live. While you're on the website, there is so much great stuff there, including the free weekly newsletter that Mark puts together and comes out every single Friday. We also have our subscription service, Jill on Money Live. For $35, you have access to quarterly live webinars and a lot of great bonus video content. In fact, we just put up a really cool interview with Teresa Ghilarducci. She just wrote a book called Work, Retire, Repeat. I don't think anyone wants that repeat part, but it was really a great interview. So if you join Jill on Money Live, you can get all that stuff just for $35. Such a great deal. All right. Today, we are talking to Kevin, who is on the line from New Jersey. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again. You were very kind a couple of years ago when my dad died. You helped me with my mother's finances.
Oh,
and I appreciate that.
How's mom doing?
Mom is doing well. And, you know, I know you recommend this and I can't recommend it highly enough that when your parents get a little bit older to make sure you know where everything is and their paperwork and documents and everything else. It was so important.
Yeah, I know. It's good to know where everything is. So, Kevin, how can we help you out today?
Well, I was sort of, forced into retirement almost a year ago. I'm currently 67, and so that happened when I was 66. I was going to wait another year to retire, but I was forced into retirement, and I accepted a payout, and that was about half a year's salary. So, you know, it wasn't a horrible settlement. I just want to make sure we're okay going forward. My wife and I, we're both going to be 67 over the next few months. We have approximately $3 million in total assets. That breaks down. $2 million is in IRAs, traditional IRAs. $1 million is just in an investment account.
Brokerage, a plain brokerage account, not retirement.
Correct. And okay. And it's almost entirely with Fidelity under their umbrella.
Okay.
The investments break down roughly 50%. In mutual funds, EFTs, and so forth, about 30% in CDs and bonds, and about 20% in money market funds.
Great. How much are you guys spending now?
We spend roughly, let's say, 13,000 a month. We like to travel, and
Look at you living it up. Look at
we like
Kevin and his wife living it up. Okay.
we like to travel nicely. My wife likes to do projects around the house, landscaping, and so forth. It was actually a little bit higher, but I just won my Irma appeal. I showed them my termination papers, and they
Oh,
knocked that
can we
down.
talk about this for a second? Tell us a little bit about how that went for you. Because, so gang, what we talk about often is that when you have actually enrolled in Medicare, you probably don't realize, people don't get this until they're actually in the process, I think. And I'm sure you and your friends, like who are about your age, have this. I hear from people all the time. They're like, wait a minute, I had to pay for Medicare. And so what this is, gang, is this is IRMA, income related monthly adjustment amount. And if you earn over a certain amount of money, there's a surcharge that's popped on top of it. Now, Kevin, in your case, what happened was they charged the IRMA, but it was based on you getting the buyout, or how did you appeal it? Like, what happened?
Well, we applied for Medicare, and they sent me the original documents that for my wife and I, the Irma surcharge was about $1,000 a month. And I did some research and looked up how to appeal that. You file this form, I forgot the exact form number, with Social Security. You send them the reasons and the documentation regarding why you're appealing it. And in my case, I sent them my termination papers and everything else. And it did take several months, but we only recently, meaning a couple of weeks ago, finally got a notice from them that they agreed with our determination, and they knocked our Medicare costs down to the minimum. I forget what
That's
it is, hundred,
amazing. That is
hundreds.
such what a great outcome, but it does take persistence for sure.
There was some going back and forth, and you have to be persistent and fill out the forms the right way and so forth. So it did take some time, no
Oh
question.
my gosh. Well, congratulations on that. So you have not yet filed for Social Security, right?
Well, that's right. Well, we actually, my wife did turn 66 and a half this month, so we filed the paperwork back in January to collect hers. So hers is going to be about 32,000 a year.
Okay. And what about yours?
It was recommended to me to try and wait till 70. Mine will be 58,000 a year at 70.
And do either of you have a pension?
No.
Okay. So what are you living on right now? You had the half a year of salary, but are you pulling money out of your cash, your money market account?
Correct. We pull money out of the money market account each month, to support ourselves. Mom is relatively self-sufficient. She's got funds. She's in assisted living, which, in this area is very expensive.
Oh yeah.
Sold her house and so forth. And she's pretty self-sufficient for another few years. She's going to be 89. If she goes past another few years, we'll have to go the Medicaid route. So she's pretty self-sufficient. Our son is 31. He is an independent photographer, and he's sort of self-sufficient.
Okay, I got you. You help him a little bit, but not on a regular basis.
Correct.
Okay.
A little bit here and there.
So,
Um,
how
and
much money is the total in the money market right now?
the money market is roughly 530.
Okay. When did the actual, so you got bought out. Did you get a lump sum payment or did you get it stretched out? In other words, is all of the severance done at this point?
No, it was done in calendar 23. It's all done.
Okay.
Now, I had a little consulting income also last year, about 75,000.
Is that going to continue?
Well, I haven't had any yet this year. I've had some calls here and there, but the calls I'm getting are for people who want a project, want me to do something 5 days a week for a period of
Yeah,
months.
you're like, no thanks.
And I'm like, how about 2 days a week? So,
How about 2 days a week for 3 months? Can we get to that? I'm really
well, it,
efficient.
yeah, exactly. I'm sort of enjoying my retirement. Yes, I would definitely consider something 2 days a week. I'm doing some volunteer activities, which is somewhat fulfilling. But I would do something a day or two a week, but I
Okay.
just haven't found it yet. So I could have some 1099 income this year, and but I may not.
Okay. So let's pretend it's not.
Okay.
Let's just like have the 3 million and I got it now. Okay.
Now,
So is
part of
there, what about the house? What do you have in terms of a house?
So the house, forget the Zillow number. Let's say conservatively the house is 850. The mortgage is a little under 100. Interest rate is 2.25.
Oh
Sorry,
God.
Mark.
Sorry, Mark is right.
When savings rates a few years ago were zero, I was making some extra payments, but I did certainly stop that the last couple of years.
Good. Okay. And you want to stay in this house? This is your house, like we're in?
We're in it for now, because mom's assisted living is 10 minutes from here.
Yeah.
I think over the next, X number of years, if mom passed, we might look to move somewhere else. But right
Okay.
now, we're here, let's say, for at least the next 5 years or so.
Okay, fair enough. And is there any other asset that we have not covered? Any rental property? Any like, God, I got some Bitcoin in the drawer? Anything like that?
No, but my big question is, $2,000 a month of my spending is for a universal life policy.
What? Why?
Okay, it's a $1 million policy.
Yeah.
And so one question is, do I need it? Now, I am not insurable. I have a chronic disease that I will not die from. The saying is, I will die with it, not from it,
Yeah,
but it
but you're
does prevent,
uninsurable.
I'm uninsurable.
Okay. That policy is just your life, or is it was it purchased for your wife, or like was it a joint policy? Is there, was this the intention was a long time ago, we need extra insurance and we got it, and now we don't want to give it up. Is that kind of where we are?
It was from an old employer. It was portable. So I took it.
Okay.
But the question really is, at $2,000 a
Yeah, that's a
month,
real number. Let me
do
ask
I?
you something. What's the cash value in that policy?
About 50 grand.
Okay. So there's a few different things to consider. One is I'm never making another payment into this policy. What would it be to use the cash value to have a paid up policy? What is the death benefit? That's one thing to consider, which is basically like you take the 50 grand, you say, how much based on my life? I'm 67 years old. And they're going to be like, well, your life expectancy is, 89, and that'll be that, and they'll figure out what the number is. And then you can have some, it'll be less than $1 million, but it'll be something. Alternatively, you can stop paying the $2,000 a month, and you could borrow some of that cash value out of the policy. You could absolutely take, say, like, all right, I'm going to let this policy lapse. But I'm going to borrow some money out first, and I want to sort of keep it in. I want to keep it in force for at least the next few years while you and your wife kind of get your retirement plans settled up. That's good. And I guess that the alternative is to just blow it out. Now, the thing is, at your age 70, I think all of these problems kind of like are just moot. There's no real problem. I mean, you'll have. Let's say of your current spend, let's say the 13,000, let's make it 11,000. Of your 11,000, you'll probably have a net of $6,000 a month coming in from Social Security at your age 70, right? And then we just have to figure out how we're going to get you 5 or 6 grand a month out of that, out of your $3 million that you have.
And we do have long-term care insurance on top of that that we've had for years.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
It's $10,000 a month, and for the two of us, it's $500 a month because we've had it for so long.
It's not like the 50 grand is going to change your life, by the way, because it's not going
No,
to. But it's
no.
more about the cash flow going in.
Right, and I say, okay, 24 grand a year for the next 20 years. That's about $500,000
Yeah.
without compounding.
Yes, exactly right.
If I just put that in an account somewhere, and I pass before my wife, she'll still have that money.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So I think let's get a little more information from them and then make a better decision. But I think $2,000 a month is now off the table. So now I've got a spend of $11,000 a month. But here's the question I have for you. You know, I know you're taking from the money market, right?
Right.
You are going to get whacked with required minimum distributions. Okay.
I'm aware. Yes.
That's right. So I am more inclined, instead of using the money market and the basically instead of tapping the brokerage account, I'm kind of interested in you starting to pull money out of your IRA accounts and using that to fund your cash flow needs, because we'd like to take that money out and reduce the amount of your future required minimum distributions, right?
Yes, I agree. I guess I was kind of going to give it another couple of months to see where my consulting income may or may not be.
I mean, yeah, but like, who cares, really? I mean, you're going to, let's say that you get some consulting income. Let's say that, you know, your wife has $32,000 of Social Security benefits and you got $50,000 of consulting income, right? You're going to be in mostly the 12% tax bracket, right? At that point. But if you really want to fund, you know, I really still feel like you want to get money out of that retirement account, because I don't know where tax rates are going in the future. So I'm kind of willing to, for you guys to pop yourselves into the 22% bracket, which is probably lower than you've ever been in your life.
No question.
Right. And get the money out and start paying the tax that's due and move on. So I'm not saying you have to take, you know, $400,000 out. I'm saying that if you could take out, you could take $100,000 out of the account, out of the retirement account, pay the tax that's due to the feds and to the great state of New Jersey, and pay your bills, and you're good. I think that should be fine.
Okay.
I mean, you could go a little bit higher.
No, I certainly agree. I just want to watch the, you know, interest and dividend income in addition to that to stay under the IRMA limit.
Now, this is going into the Ed Slott area. He does talk about how much people hate IRMA, which I think is funny. It's true. But the IRMA limit for, I mean, you would have to, if you're married filing jointly, if you make more than $200,000, that's when you're paying a surcharge of $83. So 83 times two, 100. Like, let's not make that be the be all end all.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I mean, if you, yes, you're bummed, but you're not paying $500 or $1,000. You're going to, it's $160. We're talking less than $2,000 to lock in your tax liability at 22%, where I hope you stay for the rest of your life. But we let this account build up, and you're screwed when it comes to RMDs. You have no control. And then the money has to come out to you, and the problem gets harder and harder to manage.
Sure.
All right. I think you're going to be okay. I do. I think that you guys are not going to blow through all your money. I think you should enjoy yourselves. I do love the idea of you guys having control over your tax liability. And I love the idea that you don't feel like you have to work. If something comes up and you like a project, then take it. But don't be like one of these weirdos who's like, oh my God, I can't take this money, because even though it's going to be an intellectually interesting project that's going to really make me feel better about myself, I'll have to pay $1,000 in IRMA. Who cares? You can afford that. I'd much rather you be engaged and happy. So if it's a project you want and it's a great and it works for you, take it. Take it. It should not, this should not be a game of like, how do I screw Uncle Sam out of as much money as possible?
Sure.
You're in great shape.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Of course. All right. If you, like Kevin and his wife, are thinking about what is that off-ramp? Where are you? What are you doing with this Medicare planning? What are you doing with your RMD strategy? What are you doing with an old insurance policy? Hop onto our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the contact us button and let us know if you want to join us on the air live. Now, Kevin's going to get back in touch with us, let us know about that universal life insurance policy. But, you know, for a lot of you, when you have these old products kicking around, it takes a little bit of work. So if you have a question about that, we'd love to bring you on, because I think a lot of people have that similar situation. So everything we have, all of our content, it lives at the JillOnMoney.com website. Don't forget to check out our show. I almost said new. It's not even new anymore. Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. You can subscribe to this program on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Please put your hands metaphorically on someone's back, or if you have permission, give someone an actual hug. It really is going to make them feel better, and you too. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, who the heck is that?
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
And why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.